Let's move south now to the American Gulf of Mexico. More than 2 years since the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig explosion that killed 11 workers and caused millions of barrels of oil to spill into the Gulf of Mexico. Federal authorities have finally made an arrest in that case. The first one. Kurt Mix was among those tasked with monitoring and stopping the leaking oil. He's now accused of destroying evidence in that case. At the time of the spill, BP maintained it was doing everything it could to keep oil from reaching the shores.
All the efforts being focused are to ensure that it does stay out to sea and that it is captured or dispersed and contained as far from shore as possible.
That's BP spokesman Ron Rybarchuk. He's not been charged in the case. Now, Kurt Mix's emails tell a very different story. We're joined now by John Schwartz, national correspondent for our partner in the New York Times, who's been reporting on this story. John, hello.
Hey there.
I just said that Kurt Mix's emails tell a very different story from what spokesman Ron Rybarchuk of BP said in that cut. What's the difference? What's the bottom line of Kurt Mix's emails that's led to these charges?
Well, in some of these text messages, which he apparently allegedly deleted from his phone, at the time that BP was saying we've got a flow rate of several thousand, his worst citing figure is more like 15,000, and where they were saying that the top kill method of stopping the well was probably going to work, he was saying this isn't going to work. It's too big a hole. It's too big a flow. It's not working. I've put in so much mud. We put in so much mud. So his text messages were just telling a different story.
Why 2 years lag time? It seems, to a layman like me, that if the issue is so simple as saying one thing in public but texting another thing, that 2 years is an awfully long time to finally arrive at the point where you charge somebody for such a high-profile case.
Well, if you remember the great legal expert Buckaroo Banzai, said, don't tug on that. You don't know what it's attached to.
Indeed.
In fact, the problems in the BP case and the problems of the spill are so interconnected that these statements might be connected very well to statements that BP itself made and criminal charges ultimately that could happen maybe against BP if a concealment if they decide that this was the company too. Misleading the government, misleading the people about flow rate, and ultimately there could be further charges that ripple out from that. And the investigation is still continuing. So what they've thrown out is what justice folks suggest is the first criminal charges. And I don't think you want to drop something out there super early when there might be more to come, or you could possibly turn somebody through criminal charges and get more cooperation. It's more complicated than just saying this guy's bad. Let's lock him up now.
Okay, so to use your metaphor, John Schwartz of the New York Times, not necessarily the tip of the iceberg, but the thread that's showing that we're going to tug on and see what else unravels, right? In the metaphor from Buckaroo Banzai there. So that raises the question then of who else is due to go down on this. I mean, the public wants to see prosecutions. The public wants to see prosecutions on Wall Street. Hasn't gotten them. This is a mid-level, relatively low-level engineer. Do we have any reasonable expectation that prosecutions are going to go higher to decision makers in BP, Horizon, other companies that were involved in this fiasco?
It is baffling to a lot of people why it's taken so long. In the middle of this investigation, the emphasis in the investigation, from what I understand, was shifted from the environmental crime section to the criminal section, and there's a little bit of a lag time there. But criminal charges are a very important lever. They can be used to bring a company to the table or a defendant to the table for settlement. So I have no doubt they're continuing to work on this.
John Schwartz, national correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, following the first charges in the Deepwater Horizon oil spill case. It's an engineer named Kurt Mix accused of deleting text messages that basically went against public statements from BP about the amount of oil pouring into the Gulf 2 years ago during that spill. John, thank you so much.
You bet.